So how did you make it an organization? What were the steps they you
said,
had to take?
If it won't work, try it.
If you don't like it, okay. You tried.
I came from an organization that lived on organization.
Yeah.
The United Jewish Appeal had their setup all together. So they had a women's division and a lawyer's division and a doctor's division and a this division. And they had people in each of those divisions who were competent at what they did in their own profession. And they said, okay, that's what we're going to do. So doctors went out and saw doctors, a couple of doctors. They didn't see them all, but they saw some. But after the event, it stopped. It didn't do anything. Dorothy is saying, the women's division, they did raise some money. Is that reaching? Talk. Hello, goodbye.
Okay. No, but you started, did you start the paper first?
Yes.
The paper is what
that was one of the early
first.
Things.
The
yes.
newspaper, and it was
the
called
newspaper.
At
yes.
that time, it was called what?
The Jewish Reporter.
Jewish Reporter. Okay.
Because that could put out what we needed to put out.
There was no sense of Jewish community here.
No.
There were Jewish people doing things, but it was not a sense of community.
Yeah, because Beth Shalom, there were other synagogues here. And so nobody knew what anybody else was doing. Even Hadassah or this organization or that.
B'nai B'rith?
Yeah. Yeah.
The first time I went to B'nai B'rith, they had a slight dinner, and right in the middle of the table was a layer of shrimp.
Oh, my.
I looked at it. I said, is that okay? They said, sure, we always do this. They always did that, but a lot of people didn't come because of that.
Oh, my.